It's 8:31 on the clock. We'll call to order the Board of Equalization meeting. The Opens Meeting Act is posted on the east wall. Tenants by observation, Jurgens Hill, Bauman, Dorn, Byers, and Tiemann. Entertain a motion to approve or disapprove agenda as presented.
So moved.
Second.
A motion by Bauman, seconded by Byers. Vote. Terry, you need to...
No.
Switch yours, and then Gary's not here yet, so...
Okay.
6-0 in favor. Entertain a motion to approve or disapprove minutes of the previous meeting.
I would move to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
Motion by Byers, seconded by Bauman. Vote. 6-0 in favor. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. And this would be just comments for equalization. Seeing none, I think, Patty, we have a couple things here. Entertain a motion to approve or disapprove resolution to set tax rate for political subdivisions for 2016-2017. And Patty did hand out
one of those. Everybody get one?
No.
Did you, was there enough for Doug? And did you, probably not.
Oh, there was an extra pile. Did they end
up? I have one.
Oh, right here.
Here they go.
Oh, Roger.
Get you some here. But I'll entertain the motion, and then we'll have discussion.
So moved.
So moved. Motion by Bauman. We need a second.
Second.
Second by Byers. Patty, go ahead and...
Yeah, basically, this is just the rates for the 2016-2017 year. The first page is just kind of the individual rates, and then on the inside, I always did... This was started years ago. This is how they're all figured. The valuation for each district, the request. So if anybody has any questions, then you can see what each township requested. And so that's kind of my worksheet in the back. So if there's any questions, and otherwise this is the ones that they have until November 5th until they can, like if there's a mistake or something, because the budget's also going to the auditor's office. So they go to Don's, then the auditor, and then we have up until November 5th in case something would be. There was a few problems on a few of them, but I think we got them corrected. So, but they have to republish some things. But so, unless anybody has,
we'll put this on our website too. We've done that for the last couple of years, haven't we? Scan this and put this on there as a PDF.
That and the budget once everything's finalized with that.
Well, we think you just need to give it a resolution and we approve it.
Okay.
And that would be 16-24.
So we have a motion to approve setting the rates, resolution number 16-24. And we have a second motion by Bauman, second by Byers. Any more discussion? Anything, Patty? If not, vote. 6-0 in favor. Do we need to pass it around to resign that?
Patty, do you have a list or comparing it from last year, what all the increases were, amount percentage-wise, tax asking from last year to this year?
I can give you a copy of what 15's was, the same thing.
Okay, I'd like to see that, okay. Just to look at it and see what the
can you make
actual
everybody
cost
everybody.
Increase was.
Do you, yeah, so I'll make you a copy of all of 15's too then.
Okay.
Right, and we all need a copy.
Okay. Yep. Next up, approve or disapprove maintenance agreement with Standard Appraisal Services, Inc., effective November 1, 2016 through October 31, 2017. You want to talk about this one first a little bit, Patty, before we have a motion, I guess, or whatever?
Well, I brought Darrell along in case anybody has any questions. He's the one we've been using for our commercial and...
Okay. Were there any changes, I guess, or not?
Yeah, we increased it. I don't have the contract.
Do you have a...
I got it, but I don't know here.
That for a minute.
Yeah, I don't know how much...
You want to go to the podium?
That's a copy.
Yeah.
He's got it. Yeah.
Darrell. Yeah. Up here at the podium, name, too. Yep.
Yeah, my name is Darrell Standard with Standard Appraisal Services. We had a slight increase. I don't see
last year's.
What last year's was.
It was 89 as opposed to 95.
Hmm?
I think it was 89.
This one's $95 per hour.
Yeah.
I don't remember either what last year's was.
89.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the reason is from our liability and all of our insurances have gone up. We do pay hospitalization and for our employees, so that's gone up.
And you haven't had any.
Yeah, we have an increase since we started.
Which has been how long? How long have you helped or had a contract, I should say?
Forever.
What did you say?
Probably
8 or 9 years we've been here. So.
Okay.
So this increases to cover your employees' health insurance expenses?
Right, our cost of everything. So, but the only reason was that we hadn't done anything, and then the cost of everything with... We do 401Ks for our employees and insurance, and it's just it's going crazy on us.
When was the last... How long have we been at $89?
For all the time that I can remember.
Yeah, nine years.
At least last 5 years, maybe more. I don't remember what you first started out, Darrell. Might have been a little less back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
We'd have to dig them back out. They use their own vehicles, too, so we don't pay any mileage. They don't use any of the county vehicles. You know, Bob Toma, who is my part-time with reviewing some houses, he's a county employee, so... You can use the nitro and whatever, but Darrell's folks don't use any of their.
Darrell, sure. How many hours you anticipate on having to put in this year?
How many hours?
Yeah, what would you guess from past, do you think?
Well, I put in 9 to 10 hours basically on a daily.
No, I'm not talking about daily. I mean total. What do you think you would have to?
Well, we're scheduled for 58 days.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And that's all strictly commercial, correct?
Yes. Well, unless there's a serious problem, we've got the biodiesel we've got to get out there with them started to production now. We've got a whole new thing to look at. So,
what do you anticipate the commercial properties doing?
Oh, I think we're going to see a slight increase, especially with equalization and with the new construction and things that are going on, so, yeah.
Welding shops will go through the roof.
I did not say that.
The roof might be falling in, but.
Okay. You have for a total of 58 days of appraisal time. Is that pretty consistent, too, with what we've been...
Now, if I'm busy, though, like there's certain times of the year when we really get busy, so he may put more days in 1 month than he does the next. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Especially when we're going to protest time, because this year he handled a lot of the protests. Lloyd and him did, which people really, really enjoyed because they wrote up what they call protests. They had a summary sheet and all about, you know, why this was this way, and some of them are pretty in-depth as to why, you know, we had to look up different things for properties and, like, comparables, and we listed that on an information sheet for the protests. So they really, we didn't have that many this year, but I think people, we really did need to see some of them and look at some of them to determine what, you know, and that's what the advantage is with having referees versus just coming in here, because sometimes you just really need to see inside or you know, and then it kind of, it just works better, and I think people feel like they may not like it, but they understand it better.
Yeah, Lloyd and I both went out and physically inspected them. Those that were permitted to, there were some that didn't want us on the property, but we did go out and look at everything in that case.
Darrell, one more question. Will you be the one here putting those hours in, or will be?
Yes.
Some...
No, All right. I will be the one here.
All right.
Okay, but Terry?
Yeah.
Yes, people do come down and help me some, too.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just curious how.
Yeah, he does the maintenance, but I do have Josh and Luis come down, and they're helping me with some stuff, too.
Okay.
That's coming out of my own budget.
Any more questions? Otherwise, I entertain a motion to approve or disapprove the contract.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Bauman, seconded by Thiemann. More discussion?
Will this new pictometry, is that going to help you at all with appraisal? Do you see that saving any time? Or
tremendously. We're finding stuff out there that we caught heck the other day because the person had built it 2 years ago and was saying, well, it's been here 2 years. Well, you should have been out here sooner. Well, they hadn't even taken out a building permit, or it hadn't been on the tax rolls. And we're finding a lot of that now, a lot of it. So,
are you actually going to have to decrease your days probably moving forward?
Great.
He's trying to help.
Yeah, well, thanks.
One thing Daryl has been doing is working on a lot of things for the city of Beatrice, because sometimes they're doing things that they need to know ahead of time on, like, valuations and things. We've got a lot of new facilities that are coming in, and I don't know, with some of those maybe TIF projects, but he has taken some time for that, which does take a time, you know, and that's fine. But when you're doing that, then they're focusing on one thing at this time when we really don't need to look at it until January 1st. But we want to work together, so, because it's going to benefit all of Gage County. So, but we have had numerous with Engage, with, you know, some people there.
Well, that,
and so
that guy in the front row there has been part of that problem.
Yeah, yeah. We went out with him to the...
We do a lot of what-ifs.
What-ifs,
what's
going
to happen, or what will it be?
Which they need to know, too, before they're building or whatever, proposing.
Oh, absolutely.
A
and we're happy
project,
to help
so,
them out.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm.
But just so you, I mean, just, yeah, you know, when we do that, you know, and that's not a problem at all. That's, but I,
so. Any more discussion? Vote 6-0 in favor. Thank you, Daryl. Thank you for helping.
Thank you.
Appreciate the support.
Need to sign that.
Yep. If you want it signed.
Anything else, Patty?
Just basically touching on a little something. People have called in quite a bit of times, and I guess I need to get this clear to people that call in anonymously or leave me notes anonymously. The Gage County Assessor's Office can only pick up what's complete every year as of January 1st. So if a home is started and somebody has called and said, I've looked at your website and you only have X amount of dollars on it, that's because we can only do a partial valuation as to what's complete January of 16. So they may be living in it. It may be complete right now. But that's not the value that's going to stay, but that's our assessment date. And that gets very confusing to a lot of people, and I can't respond back to this person because, unfortunately, I don't know who they are. You know, we've had things turned into us where maps and so forth, well, this property has irrigated. Well, when we go to the pictometry, we go to the site. No, it didn't. I told you about that one before. It didn't have the right township on it or anything. So you have to... make sure you're reading the maps okay, you know, especially in the rule. And you can't respond if it's not signed. So a lot of things have been said. Yes, machine sheds are used differently than they were before. We know that. We're making an effort to try to see some of the things inside. Daryl was in a community south the other day, and the guy's been working on it. It's a machine shed that's actually going to be a house now, and that's going on. I think that was one yesterday you were down in my area. So, you know, there's just things that are, things are being used for different things now. So, you know, a lot of them are even, you know, living in the, I think the next thing is going to be a barn that you probably live in, because I've seen it on, you know, and that, those are things that we work on, but we can't, you know, we have to be able to get on property and we have to be able to get inside. You know, if it has concrete inside, if it has a bathroom inside, finish inside, those things need to be taxed and done differently, but it's going to take time. And, you know, and one thing I just want to remind, too, that with pictometry, it's a great tool. And the county or the state is actually looking into it as being our 1 in 6 year plan, it being good enough to use. To, I think, remember when we were at NACO last year, I think you and John said in that hearing when Derek Niederklein talked, and they were talking about they haven't really approve completely that it would be the only way, but we still need to get inside some of those buildings to see conditions. But we can measure from the office, which does save a tremendous amount of time. So we are still having some training coming up on that, but we're right in the middle trying to put homesteads in and billing, so it'll be a month or so down the road before we do that. So otherwise, pretty much that's all, I think, for today.
Any more questions for Patty?
What kind of obligation do we have to people who won't identify themselves, who call anonymously, who send letters anonymously? What kind of obligation do we have to people who won't identify themselves or their property?
Well, I think like what Patty does is she checks it out, see if there's any validity to it, and moves on. And the bad thing is she can't get back to those folks. So, yeah, it's really hard to give a response back to them. But we had the same situation in our office. You know, it's like, why'd you bust our party or the neighbors next door growing pot in their backyard?
Well, without appropriate information, obviously we don't have an obligation.
Well, and again, in Patty's situation, it's you got a fixed building or something that they're saying isn't on the rolls. That doesn't help her. I mean, she can't canvass the entire county looking for the one building. And you hope you catch it through the new program or just through the work that her employees do.
Well, in this particular instance, though, Denny, is what's happening is the house is being built, and we only have a partial on it, so it looks like a really cheap amount for a house that's being lived in. But we're 10 months into the year, and I've got a partial based on January 1st, and I'm going to put more value on it, but not till next year. And that's one thing I can't explain. You know, that's, I mean, we do look at that stuff, but
I know you do. You work very hard at it.
They've got to know my set of rules, and that's what I can't explain to them if they didn't, you know. So it's been happening forever. I mean,
right.
We are all under microscopes, believe it or not. I mean, people come
about.
Well,
we want to be as accommodating as we can to the people of Gage County, but we also would ask them from a courteous standpoint, please cooperate with us so we can help you. If you have an issue, let us help you.
Yeah. And like I said, they do call and they check on our values. I mean, all the elected officials, I've had calls and asked the values if they don't know how to run the websites. And so that's one thing. Mine probably is hit many a times down the line or so. I know it is. So, yeah. And that's just kind of the way it is. I'm actually getting calls right now from, you know, different newspapers asking me things. And I have to give out some information, what people pay in taxes and things, because it's in the electrical, you know, the electoral, trying to say.
Well, I won't even talk about all the newspapers relative. Okay, Chris, I won't say a thing.
No, they do call and want to know, you know, who might have a homestead, and that's public record. So
even the homesteads are.
They're public record. I cannot give you the form to look at because of the Social Security numbers, but I spent some time on the phone yesterday with a reporter, so. And, you know, and this is from Omaha. I mean, this is from, you know, people just want to know, and there's not anything that you have to give it, especially if they don't use the, you know how to use the GIS site or something like that. Lori's probably, I don't know if Lori's getting any calls, but.
Thank you. Anything else, Patty? If not, we will close the Board of Equalization at 8:50 on the clock. Thank you.